This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A lawyer for the whistleblower who made public President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a tweet, attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's bid to get Ukraine to investigate one of his chief 2020 Democratic political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden, saying the request did not amount to an impeachable offense. One of Trump's top aides, Kellyanne Conway, told CNN nothing would lead to a high crime or misdemeanor. She was referring to the standard for impeaching a U.S. president days after the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives approved proceedings for the impeachment inquiry, targeting Mr. Trump over his actions related to Ukraine. Anti-government protesters in Baghdad shut down roads and government offices in the Iraqi capital Sunday, escalating a month-long string of rallies demanding political change. Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered in recent days in Baghdad's Tahrir Square and across southern Iraq, shutting down markets, factories, schools, and universities in protest of the political system in place since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. The Prime Minister, Adel Abdul Mahdi, called for the shuttered places to be reopened. This is VOA News. The Washington Post reported Sunday that smuggling gangs in Mexico were cutting through the wall President Trump is building along the U.S.-Mexico border to keep migrants and drugs out of the country. The Post quoted border agents as saying gangs have repeatedly made holes in the wall using a reciprocating saw, a tool that sells for as little as $100 at hardware stores. The Post said the holes created are wide enough for migrants and smugglers to enter. It is not clear how many times breaches have occurred. The president told reporters he is not concerned about the reports because the wall is designed to be fixed easily. Nigel Farage, the pro-Brexit campaigner, says he will not stand in the Britain snap election instead of devoting his time to campaigning against Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal. Reuters' David Doyle.
Nigel Farage, the Brexit campaigner and leader of the UK's upstart Brexit Party, has said he will not run in the country's snap election. Farage is opposed to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal, saying it binds the UK too closely to EU political objectives. His decision to field candidates in 600 constituencies in next month's election is a potential setback for Johnson, as it risks splitting the vote of Brexit supporters. But on Sunday, the Prime Minister said his deal was the only way to get Brexit done. Johnson also said it was a matter of deep regret that the UK had not left the EU on October the 31st, as he had pledged.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. President Trump has made no secret of his disdain for the Paris Climate Agreement. Now he's in a position to actually get out. AP's Ben Thomas.
My job is to represent the people of Pittsburgh, not the people of Paris.
That was President Trump speaking in Pittsburgh about 2 weeks ago. But he's been talking about getting out of the Paris Climate Agreement for more than 2 years. Starting Monday, he can finally formally start doing something about it. The deal took effect on November 4, 2016, and stated that no country can withdraw in the first 3 years. Now the president can send a letter to the United Nations that begins the withdrawal process. It will take a year and become official the day after the 2020 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Southeast Asian leaders agreed Sunday to work with China and other neighbors to transcend conflicts over trade policies and territorial disputes for the sake of stronger economies and regional stability. ASEAN leaders welcomed the conclusion of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership negotiations and the commitment to sign the free trade deal next year. And thousands of workers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees have launched an open-ended strike in Jordan. A spokesman for the striking workers says the agency's more than 6,000 workers began on Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.